We're going to begin with a slide presentation from the intermediate Sabbath school class. This is the fourth, fifth, and sixth graders. This is a talented and highly motivated group of young people. There are eight of them in this class, and today they're going to be giving a summary review of some of the classes and instruction that they have received this year. So we'll begin with this slideshow presentation.
Hi, my name is Kennedy. This year during Sabbath school, we learned a lot about making choices that would help us be a better person. We used a picture of a building to help us understand how to make wise choices. Our building has a foundation, pillars, and a rooftop. You need to have a strong foundation to be able to hold up the pillars and the rooftop. To have a strong foundation, you have to know God's Word, have Jesus Christ in your life, and prayer. The pillars represent choices you make and the thoughts you have. The rooftop is the part of you that everybody sees. If you have a strong foundation and you make good choices, your rooftop should be beautiful. Now some other kids in the class are going to be talking about the rest of the pillars.
Hello, Hello, my name is Amanda, and I'm going to talk about the pillar of responsibility. One class on responsibility was setting goals from Ms. Parnashan. She taught us that to reach a goal, you have to A, define it, and B, work hard on it. You have to plan how you're going to accomplish your goal, then work hard on your plan. You have to see where you are today and imagine where you're going to be tomorrow. In between is your planning and work. Ms. Parnashan also mentioned Proverbs 21:5, which said, "The plans of the diligent lead to profit, as surely as haste leads to poverty." This means that if you just wish you had something but never did anything to get it, you won't get what you want. You have to plan and work hard for what you want. My dad taught another class. He talked about do your best. He read a story about Silken Laman, who won third place at the Olympics, even with an injured leg. The story said that even though she was hurt, she did the race anyway and did her best. Her reward was a bronze medal, and people who know her story admire her for her courage. My dad also stated Ecclesiastes 9:10, which said, "Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might." So if you find something that you're good at, do it as best as you can. Luke 19:15-19 is the parable of the talents. It shows that when Christ returns, he rewards faithful Christians according to their works and doing their best. This means that if you do your best at serving people, other people, you will be rewarded. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Calvin Carlson, and I'm going to talk about the pillar trustworthy. One of the classes on the pillar trustworthy was facing challenges successfully. Mr. Cortez taught this class very well by interacting with the class, not just talking and trying to get it over with. Mr. Cortez let us try on things that you would use to face the challenge of climbing mountains successfully. We put on harnesses, helmets, boots, ropes, sleds, glasses, hats, socks, gaiters, scarves, and backpacks. The reason he taught this class is because you have to depend on other people to be safe and successful in mountain climbing. But depending on people is not enough. You also have to depend on God. Reread Proverbs 16:3. Depend on God and your plans will be successful. Another class on trustworthy was keeping your promises. The person who taught this class was Mrs. Gibson. Mrs. Gibson taught this class by playing a game where one person would go to one end of the room and all the other people go to the other end. One person at one end of the room would choose to either cross their fingers or not and would say, "Take three baby steps." If you did take steps when their fingers were crossed, you'd be out of the game. Thank you for listening to my speech.
Hi, my name is Derek Bradley. I'm going to talk about the pillar of respect. Respect is a good value to have because it helps you make good decisions. I like Mr. Stefanin's lesson on being generous. We show others respect by how we treat them. We show honor by being considerate. We did a family budget with money and gave to our favorite charity. I also enjoyed Mrs. Person's class on resolving conflict. In class, we learned how to resolve and handle emotions. An escalator goes up and down, and so do conflicts. We learn different ways to control the level of conflict, like the ABCD formula. A means ask why. B means brainstorm for the best solutions. C means choose the best solution. And D means do it. Conflicts are not good or bad, it's how you handle them that matters. Conflicts can help us grow. Winning friends is better than winning arguments.
Hi, my name is Bradley, and I'm going to be talking about the pillar of community. One time in class, I actually learned something. I was taught how to earn trust. The teacher who taught this class was Ms. Jewell. The point of the class was to earn and keep parents' trust. We made a board game to show how to earn trust. This class was fun for me because it was a craft. Thank you for listening.
I am Anna Isabel. I'm going to speak about the pillar of caring. My favorite classes were Wise Words Build People from Mrs. Weisdorf. We played a game that when someone gave you a comment, if the comment built you up, you put pennies in a jar. If the comment tore you down, you had to take pennies out of the jar. And use failures as stepping stones to success from Mr. Cortez. We played a game that you had to throw 5 balls onto the table and try to hit sticky notes. The sticky notes said things like winner, star, and amazing. The point of the game was to make us realize that we had so many things going on in life that we could not be perfect at everything. If one of our balls missed a sticky note, we became losers. We all make mistakes, but we have to learn from them. We get back up and try again. Romans 8:28. We know that in everything God works for the good of those who love him. Thank you.
So now you have heard about all of the pillars: responsibility, trustworthy, respect, community, and caring. Our building was based on Ephesians 2:20. You believers are like a building that God owns. That building was built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Jesus Christ is the most important part of the foundation. The reason we need to be a strong building is because God wants us to live in it through the Holy Spirit. I just want to thank all of the guest speakers who took their time to come and speak to us.
They do a good job or what? Wasn't that wonderful? Good speakers, well prepared, and what an audiovisual presentation there. Thank you, Emily. All right, now we're going to get into the actual graduation, recognizing all of the students and their teachers. I'd like to begin by asking all of the Sabbath School students and the teachers to gather in the back of the room. They'll all be organized so that as we go through this, they'll be ready to receive their recognition. And while they're gathering and lining up, I'll just give you a little background here. This year's Sabbath School program includes two different levels of learners. First, the primary class, that's ages 4 through grade 3. And then there's the intermediate class, which is grades 4, 5, and 6. All of these classes total 20 children between the ages of 4 and 13. There's 7 teachers and 5 assistant teachers serving these students, so a high ratio of teachers. This year, the primary class focused on learning and memorizing the Ten Commandments, and they performed those for us. Each student was asked to memorize and recite the commandments in class. I wonder how many of us adults could do that, all 10 of them. Then they were able to present what they learned to the congregation on Pentecost. So if you were there, you heard them do that. Now, the intermediate class spent this year hearing messages on making good choices. They received memory scriptures for each of the classes presented to them. Some of their classes were given by guest speakers, some of whom you saw on the slideshow. And so today's event will give us a chance to recognize the students, each of them individually, and their teachers. So we will begin with the primary class, that is ages 4 through 9. And I'd like to first of all, okay, Candy Persons, who is the coordinator of our Sabbath School program, is going to be here to hand out the awards to each one. The teachers this year, shall we have the teachers come up first? All right, teachers will come up first. The teachers are Cynthia Beyer, Dave Harden, Carla Henderson, Sandy Cortice, Victoria Olson. Are we having the teachers where we want to have you? You teachers, okay, this is Dave Harden first. And just come on up as you line up there. Sandy Cortice, Victoria Olson, Aaron Persons, one of them, Glenn Roscoe, Mary Roscoe, Marisa Stone, and Peggy Woodfield. So all come on up. The teachers are receiving gifts now from Candy. She's the coordinator. The gifts include a certificate of thanks, also a label pen for the gentlemen, and also roses for the ladies. So we'll get them all up here. And yeah, if you can scoot over a little bit, everybody can see you. These are the ones who helped make the primary class possible. Peggy coming up last here. So let's give them a thanks. All right, now the students. The certificates for these students were created by Dave Harden, who's up here, and Peggy Woodfield. Both of them are up here on the stage. Now, each of the students made his own frame for his certificate. All right, I'll begin mentioning the names, and they are alphabetical. Is it Mistia Beyer? Is that how you pronounce it? Mistia, thank you. Mistia Beyer. She's not here, though. Okay. Royce Beyer? Okay, the Beyers are not here. Okay. Marissa Bradley? All right. And then I'll mention them so they can keep coming. Sonia Carlson? And is it Ian Gaines? Aon? Not here? Aon must not be here. Brandon Harden? And Deanna Hendrickson, and Jessica Hendrickson, and Courtney Holliday, Courtney coming up, and then Melody Olson, not here today, Celicia Stachowiak, Alicia here, there? One. It's Chase, okay. Chase is, okay, come on, Chase. Monty, his father, proud father, sitting right up here. All right. Oh, sweet children. And Anique Stefanin. Here we go. All right, this is our primary class, ages 4 through 9. Congratulations, students. Let's give them all a hand. Now, why don't you hold up your certificates so that everybody can see them? Hold them up like that, kind of what you've done. So can you hold them up so everybody? They're each unique and individually done by the students. Very good job, isn't it? Very good. All right. Thank you to the teachers and students. Now, probably be easier to come back down over here where the steps are. Thank you all very much. What a beautiful class. Okay, next. Next, we'll be introducing the teachers and students of the intermediate class. This will be ages 10 to 13. All right, the teachers for this year's intermediate class are Celia Bradley, Emily Reisdorf, and Jill Steffenen. So here they come in that order. Celia, Emily, and Jill. All right. Thank you, teachers. And now we'll go to the students this year. Again, the certificates were made by Dave Harden, created by Dave and Emily Reisdorf. And again, each student made his own frame for a certificate. And these certificates are unique. The students took time to evaluate one another and how well they lived and practiced the character principles that they were learning this year. The certificates are a review of how students were viewed by their peers. They reflect the areas of strength and value that each student brought to the classroom. So we'll have them show those to you after they're up here. All right, Anna East Bell. Okay, Anna East is coming up. Derek Bradley. I heard some of them speak earlier and did such a fine job. And Bradley Carlson Voss. Bradley Carlson. And then Calvin Carlson. And Kennedy Gibson. And Matthew Powers. And Hannah Reisdorf. Hannah's not here today. And Amanda Steffenen. All right. Well, let's give them a hand while Amanda comes on up. All right, do you want to hold those certificates up so everybody can kind of get it right up there where everybody can see the, you can see they put some thought and planning into their own frame around the certificates. So they're well done. Thank you all very much. You did a, this is a great job. Good year, really a good year. Now, shall I go ahead with the six students that are graduating to the teen group? All right, because they're right here. Six of these students from this class will be graduating into the teen group next year. They'll be joining, moving up to that teen group. And there are Haley's Bible Handbooks. Here they are. For Anna East, Anna East, if you come forward. Okay. Anna E. These are really neat. You know, the old famous Haley's Bible Handbook has been updated. If you don't have one, it's really quite a book. If you want an excellent overview of the Bible and every book of the Bible, this is an excellent little tool. And Derek Bradley, one for you. Congratulations. And Bradley. And for Bradley, congratulations. And Kennedy, congratulations, Kennedy. And Amanda, there we are. No, wait a minute, Amanda, that's Hannah's, sorry. Mm-hmm. Hannah's not here, she would have been next. Amanda already has one of these, right?
Yeah.
So you don't get one of these. What Amanda gets is a Bible dictionary. All right. There you are. Well, that's a good one, too. Smith's Bible Dictionary has been around a long time. It has a lot of excellent information in it. So can you believe that? They're graduating up to the teen group. The rest of us, we just stay looking the same, don't we? But We watch our kids grow up. So thanks to all the parents and all you wonderful teachers for helping our kids. Okay. All right. You can go down if you want. Hey, I'd say there's hope for the church. You know, when you got kids like this and teachers and parents, there's a great future. Now what we'd like to do as we begin to close this part of this service and the ceremony is to give special recognition. So Sabbath school teachers and all, hang around. Don't go too far away. There are several people we'd like to give special recognition to. First of all, Peggy Woodfield. So we'd like Peggy to come back. That's why I said don't disappear too fast. Peggy Woodfield should come back. And she'll receive a gift. Read a little bit about it. Sabbath school teachers sponsored an auction. Come on up, Peggy. And Candy, would you be able to present? Oh, you got it. Jill's got it. Okay, thank you. Just want to be sure we got it. Jill's going to do this. And a bit about what Peggy helped to do here. Sabbath school teachers sponsored an auction for prizes for Sabbath school students this year. And students were able to bid on items based on the number of memory points that they accumulated during the year. Some of you might remember that auction. It was very successful. So they earned points based on the number of memory points that they accumulated during the year. And their points were turned into auction dollars. And they gained these, of course, as I just mentioned, by memorizing scriptures and commandments. And then they could, at the auction, they all could auction for various items that were donated by the church members. Pardon? Bid. There were many people who made this wonderful event take place, and they're listed in the bulletin. If you have the bulletin, their names are listed in the bulletin, and we certainly want to acknowledge and thank everyone who helped. But in addition to all of these other people, Peggy Woodfield is the one who served as coordinator for this event. She contributed a tremendous number of hours sorting the many prizes and contributions from the congregation. And it's amazing what some of the members contributed. And turning the points into dollars and tracking each item and getting it out the door after it had been purchased by the students. She was responsible for everything from setup of that event to tear down at the end of the evening. And all of the families and students who participated, you know, said it was one of the most wonderful events they'd ever participated in, very, very successful. So we want to thank Peggy not only for everything she does, but especially for this. So just stay here. Now, if Candy would come up, Candy Persons, as you all probably know, Candy acts as the coordinator, the overall coordinator of our Sabbath school program all year long. She makes sure that the teachers and schedules are all timed and everything is organized and working smoothly. She also works hard to help make these many special events happen smoothly, always tying up loose ends and answering hard questions and making it take place, making it happen. And in particular, she acted as our school photographer, which is one of her special skills. If you remember some of the pictures that she took of the students and the events. And some of the many pictures that she took are displayed on the picture boards near the stage, right over here. So we might want to look at those. Thank you, Candy, for all of those and for all of that. So we all want to thank Candy for everything that she does. It's a lot of times behind the scenes, but it's very special and very important. Our children are precious, aren't they? And we thank you, Candy, for being willing to coordinate our Sabbath school program. Emily Reisdorf. Now, Emily wrote up this script that I'm reading to you. She's very organized, but she left herself off as far as recognition goes. But the others didn't forget. So she didn't think she was on the script, but we've added a little bit here. So if you come on up, Emily. Emily has been an unending source of big ideas for Sabbath School, great ideas. She has provided the program with some ambitious projects for the year. And so this is not just an ordinary type thing. I mean, they think big for our kids. She was able to draw people into the classroom who never thought that they would ever find themselves teaching in Sabbath School. And she coordinated this year's graduation, this whole service, this part of it, and the slideshow. She did that. So she has lots of hats and lots of jobs, and she's done an outstanding job for the Sabbath School program this year. Let's give Emily. Thank you, ladies. And now I'm going to read the last part of what Emily wrote on the script. She made my job easy. I mean, Emily handed me this script, and they all work together, and all the teachers, and I just stand up here and read it. I tell you, we've got a Sabbath School class that's one of the best I've ever known, and the way everybody works together, and it's just outstanding here in our church congregation. But what we have, they've all prepared this. It says, first of all, there have been over 30 people involved in making our Sabbath School classes and special events happen this year. Those who are not recognized on stage are being recognized in the bulletin this week. But I might ask them to stand. How about the rest of you who've helped out in any way this year, involved in making and helping to make the Sabbath School classes and special events happen this year? If we didn't recognize you, either the teacher or somewhere, would you please stand up? Maybe we didn't miss anybody, huh? Okay, they're okay. Come on, that's right. See, Chad, you helped too. Okay, all right, good. Yeah, let's give him a hand. And at the end of services today, there's a special graduation cake to honor the end of the year and to honor our teachers and students on this special day. And it's been provided by the hospitality committee, our church hospitality committee. It's provided that. And the balloons on the stage will be for the students to take after services. But services are all over. All right. Hey, that's it for this year's graduation. Wasn't that an outstanding program? That's it. Thank you, ladies.